Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
You're now listening to The Check-In with Black Menswear, and I'm your host, Neandre Broussard, CEO and founder of Black Menswear. It's unfortunate that black men have had to fight negative perceptions that not only make our personal journeys more difficult, but directly impact the wider African-American community. On The Check-In, we provide proof against these stereotypes by discussing engaging topics that uplift our community through interviews of inspiring individuals with stories of rags to riches, defeat to victory, and just downright interesting stuff you'll want to hear. Although Black Menswear was birthed out of a love for men's fashion and style, that love has blossomed into one of the internet's foremost communities for men to gain encouragement, inspiration, and of course, style and swag tips. We've literally gone viral over and over again for our flash mobs. Now, you ain't gotta be black to listen to this podcast, but you do have to keep an open mind and have a desire to be a part of something to change the narrative. Thanks for tapping in. This is The Check-In with Black Menswear.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of The Check-In. We are here in Los Angeles. Y'all been with us in LA now for a few episodes, and we're here again at the W, Los Angeles, here at the West Beverly Hills location of the W. We're really excited to have a good friend of Black Menswear, a good friend of mine, Mr. Trell Thomas. Trell, what's going on, man? Better know the Trell world, you know? Traveling the world, bringing black excellence everywhere you go. Thank you for joining us today, Trell.
I do what I can. Thank you, man, for having me. I really, really appreciate it. You know, you got me feeling nice in here.
Yeah, we do. You know, we like to follow the path outlined for excellence. So I couldn't have you coming anywhere. Had to set you up to come into a space of black excellence as well.
But I feel excellent. So
there we
you.
Go. There we go. Now, for those that don't know, you know, Trell Thomas, they might have seen the stories and Black Enterprise and the Griot and senior work across the board, but they don't know who Trell is, right? I know who Trell is, but for those that don't know, right? Why are you such a name that keeps popping up around these parts as Trell Thomas? Who is Trell Thomas to you?
Man, you know, I think 5 years ago I would have answered that question a little differently, even 2 years ago. But now I answer that question with my humanity. You know, I am a son, a brother, a friend, a creative. But I think most importantly, and to the things that you were mentioning, I am someone who is very passionate and very intentional about moving the culture forward, and holding space for my community in a way that is inspiring, loving, and uplifting.
I love that because you can see it in the work that you do, right? So your answer it's true, it's valid because of the work that you do. And I'm gonna get there in just a moment with the Black Excellence Brunch, because everybody's got to know about that and understand what it's like to experience that aura of stick your chest out blackness. But before we get there, right, and going back to your days in New York, right? So New York pre-LA, right?
New York pre-LA.
So what? Take me back to that moment where you woke up and you were like, I gotta make a change. I gotta go to LA. I gotta get out of here. I'm not doing what I want to do or what I'm supposed to do here in New York. Because I know a lot of people that make that transition to LA go through that same thing where they're from. Yeah. So for you, what was going on at that time that propelled you to say, you know what, let's go to LA, let's make it happen?
Yeah, well, you know, you have to go a little bit further past New York. I'm from South Carolina originally, and I'm a small town boy. I mean, we grew up in the city with one stoplight, but I've always had this big dream and this big imagination. And I remember, you know, being a kid, like on Thanksgiving, it was a family tradition to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which happens in New York.
Yeah.
And I remember pointing at the buildings and telling my mom, like, I want to live there. Yeah. I want to do that. And she was just like, boy, like, where are you getting these ideas from? So I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, and then I lived in Washington, D.C., and then I lived in New York City, and now I live in L.A. But what New York was my shining star. I was like, that's the place for me. And I think it was great for me. There's a saying, like, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. And it's true.
Yeah.
New York teaches you a level of accountability, of responsibility, of just like drive and motivation that no place in this world has. And I've been a lot of places, right? Yeah. But I think I knew it was time for me to leave New York City when I felt like I had to do more. I felt like I wasn't doing enough for us. I was doing for, like, other people, corporate giants and that sort of thing, which is great. Like, your career path is your career path. But I knew that it was time for me to make a shift, and that if I was going to make people a bunch of money, if I was going to do big things, I wanted to do it for people who shared the same values as me, people who had that community. And so I was literally walking on the street in LA. What I've learned to do in all of my moves, right, is listen to, we all have this internal compass, this guiding force within us, right? And it'll tell you everything from, hey, call that person, to, hey, it's time to move, you know? And I was walking down the street in LA, because I would get sent out here a lot for work.
Okay.
And I just kept hearing, like, home. And I was like, no. I'm still, you know, living my life in New York. But it was getting louder and louder. And the thing about when you start to tap in and listen to your intuition or that compass is it'll get to a point that you can't ignore it. Yeah. The more you lean into it. And there was this one day, I remember that day so clearly. And then I went back to New York and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to take the first step. And so I started looking at apartments and places to stay. And before I knew it, the next couple of months, I was moving out to LA. But that move was really, it was really about doing something bigger for my community in a way that really elevated us and moved the culture forward.
You tie that in, right, to when you get here. And I know the story of Black excellence took you prior to get to LA. But once you got to LA, I mean, it took off in another way. Why was this so important as you talked through that, right? You moved to LA because you felt like there was something bigger for you to do for your people, for your culture, right? Now you get here to LA. How do you put the pieces together for that? Because again, a lot of people talk, but not everybody does. But you've done, and I have the privilege of being able to see the transition here over the last 3-4 years of how it started, you know, with the meme, how it started versus how it's going.
Yeah.
What did you do, or what about you allowed you to get here and not just talk it, but do it and continue to do it, continue to execute, continue to elevate each time that you do a Black Excellence Brunch?
Yeah.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? head over to amazon.com/prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I have always been the type of person that anything that I do, I'm going to do it with everything that I have. Like, I don't know how to half do anything.
Yeah.
Right? So when I moved to Los Angeles, it was the pressure was really on because I had left the security of this, like, corporate world, right? But I think the key to the success here and with Black Excellence Brunch in particular was authenticity. People throw that word around a lot, like, be authentic, be genuine. And I can tell you firsthand that when I worked in the corporate space, I was constantly, you know, code switching, which if people don't know what that means, it means, like, trying to fit whatever environment you were in.
Yeah.
And I was always like, oh, well, maybe if I do this, they'll like me a little bit more, and they'll give me a little bit more responsibility, they'll take me a little more seriously. Or maybe if I dress like this. And I had just gotten to a point where I was like, you know, I want to be myself.
Yeah.
Like I, and it took me a while to get comfortable with who I am, to get comfortable with the way that I look, with the way that I speak, with, you know, the family dynamic and the environments that I come from. And what I found out is it was all of those things that I was trying to, like, cover or, like, push to the back that were the keys to my success.
Right, right.
So once I started talking about, like, you know what, I'm actually the origin of Black Excellence Brunch is my mom's Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
Which we did, and I was kind of like, I don't know, I wouldn't say I was ashamed of it, but I was kind of like, well, that's not a big deal. Like, we just do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I didn't really talk about it. But I knew, again, that inner voice, it was like, I was missing that, and I was like, oh, man, Neandre should experience that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, and I would think that, and I would create the space in my home, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, when I moved to LA, it was just more of that, it was just more of being me, more of leading with the things that I cared about, more of, like, just taking off the mask and, you know, just relaxing into trail.
Yeah.
And that cleared a path like none other, man.
Yeah.
Like, and has taken me and continues to take me into rooms that I'm sometimes in awe of. And it's just me, because people want you. People want the real you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially in this world of, like, social media, in this digital space, you get to see, you know, behind the curtain, and people like that. That's why reality TV does so well. That's why, you know, social media is so big, is because, you know, we don't want like the fake or the inauthentic. We want the real.
We want the real.
Yeah.
Now, thinking about the real, because I think about the progression, and this is going to be the last thing I ask you about Black Excellence Brunch, right? I think the progression up to where it is now, like, you think about the partners that you work with now, from HBO Max to Amazon Prime to many different beverage organizations to everybody can't work with them, one. But then also everybody can't consistently work with them, because a lot of times this word, I'm finding that it goes muted a little bit. It's execution, because people get a bag and then they throw something together because they're trying to take that whole bag and put it in their pocket versus execution. What about you make sure that every event that you do is done in a level to where now you're able to call brands, you're able to have conversations, say, I need this for this event, but they know what they're going to get out of your event, right? Why is execution so important to all of it?
Yeah, I think execution is very important because, well, for me, it's just I only do things that I care about, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of times when people are trying to work with brands, they're trying to create what they think the brand wants to see, and for me, I need to figure out if I even like you or if you even work for what I've got going on. So I go into these conversations very differently, as opposed to, like, can you give me this? Can you do this for me? More so, like, who are you? What are your values as a company? Here are my values. You know, because at the end of the day, people give to people.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that gets misconstrued a lot when, you know, doing brand partnerships. And then you really, when it comes, when you're like, okay, I like you, you like me, great, this seems like a good deal. Then you put together the pieces of what a partnership could look like. Mm-hmm. Okay, here are all the things you care about, here are all the things I care about. Here is where they meet in the middle,
yeah.
Right? And then when it comes to actually doing the thing, in my case, is the Black Excellence Brunch, the actual event day, it's bringing all of those things to life. But I find that being intentional is really important. And I'm intentional about everything from the color tones there to like what type of flower we use to, you know, what the moment looks like when you walk in the door to the moment when you walk out of the door, right? I'm intentional about all of those pieces. And what happens is when everybody there, and I'm speaking about Black Excellence Brunch, right? When everybody there has a smile on their face, when their energy is high, the brand is like, wow.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that feeling is now connected to Nike. It's connected to Amazon Prime. It's connected to. And so I find that I focus more on how I want people to feel that are actually like the people that I'm trying to like love on, right? How I want them to feel, what experience I want them to have, then like what X brand might like or what they might want.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you came to me or we're having this conversation because you see value in what I'm doing. And I try not to lose that in everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I don't want to shuck and jive and get up there and dance or whatever for you. I want you to come in because you care about what I'm doing, and trust that I'm going to do it to the best of my ability.
Yeah, and you've along the way, as you say that again, I feel as though you've gotten more and more into a groove, right? Because now, and this goes back to this quote that we were able to get from you a couple of years ago, where you said, "You prepare for what you pray for," and I'm. Something in me, in my spirit, feels as though you prayed for all of this.
Bro, yeah.
And now you're in a place where maybe 4 years ago you might not have been prepared for all of this. But now you're here and you are prepared for it because you're now ready for it. Let's go back to that moment where that quote came from you. Because now I'm thinking retro, what were you going through in that time to where that resonated so much with you? Were you on the cusp of, you know, the waterfall of all this greatness within Black Excellence? Because I know you had done a couple large scale prior to that. But what in you in that moment put those words on your heart that you have to prepare for what you pray for?
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
In that moment, I was just thinking about all of the things that have come into my life and all the things that like I thought that I missed, right? And thinking about like what posture was I in, like from like physically where I was to like where was my heart, you know what I mean? What really was happening in that moment is I was doing a check and balance on my intentions, because sometimes you can say that you want something and the intention behind it isn't pure.
Yeah.
Or the intention behind it isn't what is going to bring that thing to life and have it be sustainable.
Right.
So I was thinking about, okay, what are my intentions? Yeah. I was searching my heart and making sure that not only I was prepared as far as like I had the staff to do this thing, but am I prepared to sustain that thing, to keep it moving, to keep it alive, to keep it thriving. Yeah. And in order to get to that place, my intentions have to be right. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And intentions, that comes back to what you said earlier about authenticity, right? Your intentions, rely or tie back to you how authentic you are, because your intentions have been pure throughout this entire time, and pure to the point where, you know, you get an opportunity to executive produce a show,
yeah,
and your intention within that, as you brought us into that, which I am extremely grateful for, to be able to tell our story, but now you've gotten some acknowledgments for Profiled, a Black Man. Let's talk about, what does that feel like to have the work that you've done with a pure heart to amplify and champion those that are around you in your community that are thriving and doing well, and now seeing the outside world saying, kudos, good job to that.
You know what's funny about when I found that news out about the Academy, you know, giving recognition to Profile the Black Man, was I was in this space of, like, planning for a Black Excellence Brunch. And, you know, everybody is not going to understand your vision.
Yeah.
Everybody is not going to be on the same page as you. And even at my 90th brunch, I still feel a way when things happen, you know, that are outside of. So what happened was someone was supposed to do something, decided that they weren't going to do it for whatever reason. I was very hurt. And I started to question. And I think this is something that creatives are not all the time, like, sincere or real about. Like, when you're doing something that is bigger than you, and that is the work that I try to do. Like, everything that I do, if it starts and stops at me, is too small.
Yeah.
Right? So when you're doing something that's bigger than you, you have to constantly check your ego. Because ego will tell you, like, that person doesn't want to do that. Well, whatever, forget them. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not asking this. I'm not going to show up to this anymore. And so I was in that space, and, like, I was fighting my own ego, like, and then and just wondering, like, yo, I'm doing this from a pure space. I'm trying to, like, love on people, and this is sometimes how people respond to it. And then the next day I got that confirmation. And I just believe that it was affirming, not for the fact that, which I'm grateful for the Academy saying, like, this is great work that you did, bravo. Right. But it was affirming because for me it was God saying, no, keep going. Yeah. Like, what you're doing matters.
Yeah.
Like, it's bigger than you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's bigger than this moment that you're having. And, like, move trail out of the way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And think about the bigger picture. So that moment was just affirming on a level that was deeper than, like, getting that nod from the Academy. It was, like, keep on the path. Stay the course, because this work is bigger than you. And it's bigger than this moment right here that you're upset about.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a perspective shifter for me.
I value that, and I hear you on that. So I'm excited to hear, as you talk about, keep going. What's next?
Yeah. Man. So I'm really into, I'm creating more. I believe that we have to have more things on screen that are for us and by us.
Yes.
So I'm creating more, and I'm really excited about that because, you know, when I moved to LA, I didn't know a lot about TV and film.
Yeah.
You know, so now being able to create an executive produce a show that's getting Television Academy nods, that'd be my first thing. It's exciting to me and it's affirming, so I'm excited to create more. So more of that is coming. The Black Excellence Brunch isn't going anywhere anytime soon. We've done a few international Black Excellence Brunches in Ghana and South Africa. Now we're going to the Ivory Coast and the Senegal. Like, we're everywhere in Africa, which I'm really excited about, but also going to London and Paris. And just continuing to put the flag of Black Excellence Brunch down wherever we can. And just personally, I'm excited about, like, my growth as a person and being able to mentor more people.
Yeah, it's beautiful to see, again, just to continue progression. And for me to have a front row seat, man, I've been honored to see it, to partake, to participate, to enjoy, to receive the Black excellence that you exude, brother. So I commend you. Don't stop, man. It's representation matters, and you are representing us in a light that gives us confidence, gives us hope, gives us optimism about just keep going. And so, you know, if I had a missed opportunity to tell you keep going, I would feel so bad about it, brother. But keep going, man. You're doing great things. You're doing wonderful things. And you don't know the people that you're touching just based off of what you're producing, right? The young ladies and the young men that come to your events that, you know, you've got the headliners that are coming to receive, you know, the Excellence Award and sit there and speak to everyone else. But those that are in the audience that were like, this is where I need to be at, you know? So don't stop that. Keep going. Keep motivated. Keep inspiring everyone. For those that want to follow their journey, man, how can they follow you? How can they keep up with you on your channels, on your sites? Where can they find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Before I say that, man, I also want to take the time to give you your flowers. Man, I think that the work that you and Black Menswear doing is so incredible and so necessary. And it's not often that Black men get to share this space, you know, and you are putting it front and center on screen, and I just really appreciate that. And I love you, man. I want to say that too, because I think also when we think about conversations and we think about like what gets put out, you don't see Black men like being able to connect in that way. And there's real love that happens, you know, between us. So I just want to say thank you, man, for everything. Speaking of you know, just the things that are happening. I, on social media, you asked me, what, Trail World. Everywhere. Just look out at Black Excellence Brunch, at Trail World. I share everything there. I'm trying to get more into my LinkedIn and stuff like that. So y'all pray for me.
Okay. You know, we got a little contact over at LinkedIn. We might make sure I put that together.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, look, man. Well, Trail, brother, I appreciate you for coming by, pouring in with us. And guys, as always, because I know there was something. So if there was something said on this episode, please don't forget to share it with somebody else who can hear the words. Because don't be stingy with opportunities that fall into your ears because you don't want to give them to somebody else. Trail said a lot of stuff here today that's impactful and motivating for anyone out there that's looking to potentially make a move, somebody that really needs to understand how to lean into their passion, listen to that voice on the inside. So don't hesitate to share this out. Like, subscribe to the podcast as well. It's another episode of The Check-In here in Los Angeles. Y'all be good out there.
Thank you for listening to The Check-In with Black Menswear. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend about it. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Black Menswear. Check out and subscribe to the Black Menswear YouTube channel. And visit us online at www.weareblackmenswear.com to join the mailing list for ongoing updates for the Black Menswear Flash Mob Tour. Peace and blessings.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.